So, you're going to make billions. What will you do with all those dollars?
I will buy the house on Lake Como next to George Clooney's.
Well, I love a George Clooney. He's an old-fashioned movie star. He gay? He suck my dick?
No, those are just rumors. Are you homosexual?
No. It's more of a power trip with me. Everybody has a price. Tommy Lee Jones let me roll it in my fingers for 200 grand.
Just come in whenever, I'm guessing. You know, I this isn't a freestyle. I don't need to do the yo
1-2-1-2
for fucking 16 measures. We have a genuine rapper in here today, fan of the show, friend of me and Howard. Fuck it, Howard, you're friends with him too.
Yes. You're friends now. Yeah,
Tay, you don't get any say in that. You're now friends with Howard.
Happy to be there.
Let me bring down the levels a little bit, I'm guessing. There. Now it sounds all pretty in my ears. And I'll turn up my headphones because I'm going deaf. Howard, you were ratcheting up my levels earlier.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. Like, you definitely needed to get out of radio because I don't know what was doing it here.
That is just the curse. If you were in radio, you are probably... Oh, there we go. Shit shifted up. But it is Papa's Basement. You didn't hear Ace of Spades today, but you got good beats and all that instead. And that works for me. Sorry, I'm kind of like cracking out behind the mic a second and sweating. I just shotgunned some shit-grade Colombian 7-Eleven coffee like 3 seconds before I turned this on. So I'm kind of like shit's melting in my field of vision right now. But I'll come down from the high soon enough and we'll be able to get this rolling. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Again, I'm the host, John Papa Giorgio. I got Howard Heasy, who Tay shamed me into saying his name properly. Howard
Heasy.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Always a pleasure. Usually a pleasure.
And if the good folks listening want to get a hold of you, you are what at Twitter again?
At Epexegetical.
There you go. It just rolls off the tongue.
Easy to spell. No worries.
It's the word all the kids have on their bumper stickers and their black t-shirts covered in skulls. Epexegetical.
They will one day soon.
Exactly.
They will one day soon. That's the goal.
They're busy drawing it in the margins of their civics textbooks and their algebra homework.
Epexegetical, bong hits for Jesus. That's the back of the shirt.
Wow.
So.
Bong hits for Jesus.
And the very special guest... Who, you know, we're not doing this as an interview because I personally hate interviews. We've had one in the history of the show, and it could suck my ass. So I'd rather just have someone in and have them in multiple times and get them as a recurring guest instead of an actual interview type scenario. But I guess this could be an hour-long interview. We have local rap hero.
Nice.
Tay Black. Thank you. Exactly. Local rap hero. Rap god, if you will.
Oh.
He's like Black Jim Morrison. That's how I see him.
Thank you.
But we'll bring it down a little bit more so we can get the plugs out. Tay.
Yes.
If the folks want to get a hold of you, do you have a handle they can actually spell on the Twitter?
I do. And after the show, I'm going to follow Howard Heasy.
There you go.
But you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Tay Black. T-A-Y-B-L-A-C-K 84.
There you go. 84, year Terminator came out. That's how I remember that year.
There you go.
Other people, they remember those four numbers. That works for them. But it's not how my brain works. Tay Black. Every time I say his name, I just think Spinal Tap. When they pull out that album cover, that's just blackness. Like,
oh, yeah.
How much blacker does it get? None. None more black. That's Tay Black to me. None more black.
That's so awesome.
We came up with a couple of topics before the show. We've got this is just what we do, man. I abhor show prep. My brain cannot do it. We just write down some shit. I don't know the order it's going to come out.
I'm going to give you a 7 on prep today. I felt you were focused.
A seminal prep?
A 7 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
7 out of 10 for your prep today.
I thought you were going to put something in my P-tube. You're like, a seminal prep. And I'm like, how did you know I have the clap again? Did it smell? Has it hit that stage of the disease?
I heard you screaming as you urinated before
exactly.
The show.
It's like, oh, it's the flames of Hades coming out of my cock. No, I'm good there. I've got kind of like a little boil action on my inner thigh. Or I don't think it's a boil. I think it's a sebaceous cyst or some sort of fat person disease. Ugh. So I'm kind of walking with a limp like I got raped last night. So that's been good. I got a lot going on in my life right now.
It's an exciting weekend you had.
Oh, well, I had that. Had to put my cat down yesterday.
Oh.
I had an exciting movie date with Mother earlier today, but that was good. That was good. I saw Moonrise Kingdom, finally. I almost caught it the night that the tornadoes and the thunderstorms killed everything, and we all stank for 3 days and had no internet. And had to masturbate to Macy's ads like it was 95 again.
Should have got Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. The high class shit. Victoria's Secret was the best because you keep flipping through and find the one or two pictures where they forgot to airbrush out the nipples.
Yes.
And you'd be like, oh, you fucking slut. In your mesh bra. Oh. Frederick, you
How
fucking
much is that?
Tramp. Yeah, exactly. You and your $29 bra. Whore. Whore. So we got that. We got those topics. We got Tay. We got to promote Tay's stuff because I feel, I'm not going to lie, I feel guilty because Tay has tried to hang out for roughly 3 years at this point with me. And anyone at that point would take it personally that we haven't hung out. Tay's a dude, one of the few people I've met through Twitter who's good, because Twitter to me represents three things. 95% of the people you get in the Twitterverse are just horrible. And it's just like, especially Tay, you roll in the rap universe and the quote-unquote community, let's say.
Yes.
So every profile you probably deal with, or 90-something percent of them, doing a lot of percents, and they're all in the high 90s so far.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of like hashtag bullshit. Hashtag Team X.
Yes.
Anyone who's got hashtag team anything in your profile, unless Tay does, and I just didn't look close.
No, I forgot.
Good man. Yeah, fuck those motherfuckers then.
You don't really get team followers, man. Like, that's not really the crew that runs with you.
Well, they suck, first of all. It's just a bunch of, like, team Pisces, team single. I can't even... Yeah. Team YOLO, I'm sure there's that. team Heezy, team Wheezy, team Skeezy. I don't know what the shit they're coming up with nowadays. But that's 90-something percent of Twitter, and it's awful.
Yeah.
It was that and little white girls who are like, I just got on Twitter so Justin Bieber would follow me, and he did.
Team Followback, yeah.
Team Followback.
Well, I don't even know. Was Team Followback started for...
Gosh. I assumed it was like 12-year-old girls.
That's just people, yeah, following each other. But I think there's something different when they would follow Bieber and he would follow them back. And they're just like, I've accomplished my Twitter goal. And then they're just tweeting like cat emoticons and shit like that. Notice how I know all this because I've gone through several 12-year-old girls' profiles, but maybe I haven't. So there's that. Then the 5% of Twitter you kind of like is girls that are like, oh, hey, you're funny. Here's my tits. And they make the world a better place. I like them too.
Humanitarians.
Yes.
The DM. Yes.
So we've exactly. Well, it's like it's a DM progression. It's like, here's an email/text. Usually just go for the texting because that's easier. And then it's like, here's my rack. And then you talk for a while. And then it's like, well, nothing's going to come of this.
Not at all.
Your jokes are boring. You tell the same three over and over. Goodbye. I'm going to show my tits to fucking Jim Jefferies now.
There you go.
Pick a different comedian. One who's actually doing something with his career.
You have a lot of followers, though.
Thank you. I try. So yeah. There's that part of Twitter, and that's good. And then you actually get like dudes you meet who aren't pieces of shit, like Tay. I've met like maybe 12 cool guys through Twitter, and he's high on the list. I think he's the only local guy. Otherwise, we got some dudes in California, a couple, like I said, really profound, the Canadian who randomly did time in this area and is a huge Redskins fan.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah, you know, so there's very few guys who fall into that, but Tay is a good dude, and he's always like, come on out, you know, I'm performing here, I'm going to the club there. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm looking at porn here, and by here I mean my room.
And she's performing there.
Yeah, and then later I'll be getting laid there, and then I'm pointing at my bed, which is 6 inches from the computer in my room. So
hopefully mom doesn't knock with a glass of water.
Oh, that's just the worst, because then you just have to shriek, and then it becomes this battle, because you can never react like in a calm, cool fashion with your dick in your hand. It's like you hear John and you're like, what? God damn it. I'm doing something here. And it's like, well, why did you have to scream at me? Why can't you ever talk in a measured tone? And of course, by now, your dick is just like someone put a broken piece of glass in the side of the moon bounce. Just, and now you're soft, but you're angry. So the entire moment's ruined.
Oh God!
And there's no other way you can react to that. Because if you're just like, you're going to be a serial killer, dick in hand or dick out of hand, it doesn't matter. If you've just got an erection, you're like, yes, mother, what is it? You can't talk with a measured tone while aroused to your mother or to anyone, really. It's kind of creepy. Even a girlfriend, if you're just sitting there in front of her visibly hard and it's like, what's for dinner tonight? That's just a creepy scenario.
Did you get the paper?
Did you put the mushrooms into the stew? You know how I like that. They bring out the beef's brothiness or whatever the fuck adjective I was looking for.
Oh, that's so funny.
Or would that be a noun? I don't know. I wasn't good with the vocab none. So, yeah, we can talk about Tay's stuff and me staying in, but we do that all the time. And let's do the pet killing. That's a nice lighthearted one to launch with. We've all had pets we've lost, right? Yes. Howard, look at me.
Yeah, I lost the pet, but it was for different reasons.
Well, we'll do a round table.
Okay.
Like just a joy luck club, you know, like a potluck dinner of tears. We'll just cry into the middle and taste each other's pain.
Actually, mine's really sad. I didn't actually get to tell you before the show.
Well, shit. Okay.
Do you want to know it? It's kind of a buzzkill. Are we just going to go like deep down?
Yeah. I like buzzkills. Yeah. Right. They're great. They kill the buzz.
I'll lead off first then. Because then, you guys can pick it up.
All right, because, I'll just start it with, I had to put down my cat, who's been sick for, like, I don't know, 2.5 months at this point, and just wasting away at a little fucking skeleton with fur. Astra. That was her name. It's Greek for star. There you go. Mm. So if anyone out there wants to name their pet or their child Astra, extra points for the child. When I finally come up with Papa's Basement t-shirts, yours will be 20% off. You show me a birth certificate saying Astra whatever. 25% if it's Astra Papa Giorgio is the middle name.
Wow.
And then the child's birth name. Yeah. That, you know what? That's insanity. 20% even for that. 15% if it's just the first name Astra. Howard.
Free shipping.
You're fucking breaking my bank here, dude. not made of nickels here. Howard, tell us your tale of woe. Because I got out of hanging with this man earlier. He was like, look, are we doing some shit on Friday? And I'm like, well, we got Death Watch 2012 here, Tay, so I gotta kill my cat in a day or two. Until then, I'm going to be watching TV and doing whatever it is I do all other 364 days of the year. And what do you don't get to say shit to that. It's the ultimate, like, yeah, he's covered. And I wish I had more pets, or I need to make up pretend pets so I don't feel bad if they die. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my horse, Prickly Pete, has hoof rot, so we're going to have to kill him, but it'll take a couple weeks. You can get out all kinds of shit. But yes, Tay, don't worry. I wasn't blowing you off. I really didn't kill a cat yesterday. Not going to dig it up for proof because that was a long burial yesterday.
Oh, man.
Nice hour wasted. Look at my blisters. They're not from masturbating. They're from burying my poor dead cat. Man.
Did Will show up?
Fuck no. Will, who hasn't been on the show in a month, but I still care about him to some extent. Don't know why. Will, I just called my mom because the cat fucking hadn't eaten in a couple days at this point. I'm like, okay, we got to put her down. Otherwise, she's just going to starve.
Yeah.
And it'll be really fucking horrible. And she's like, all right, let's get a hold of your brother. He finally wakes his ass up at 3:30 in the afternoon and calls. And he's like, well, why do you want to put her down? That's morbid. I'm like, yes, death is morbid. It's a real downer. I'm sorry. So his inkling was just let it fucking rot away and die. Like, the cat was just going to starve to death. It's not like cancer was magically going to kill it in 3 seconds. It was dying because it had a tumor in its guts and it couldn't eat anymore. So I was like, you know what? Fuck you. And I think he did it too as a Jew out on paying for the euthanasia.
Wow.
I think that was part of it. It was like, oh, I got a busy day, you know, and I can't fit that in. And
He was pulling a Mike DeMone.
Yes. I was going to go halvesies on the abortion. Really, I was. Don't get your brother Judge Reinhold on me. Yeah, just Will as DeMone. That would be great. Shit, and they started off so good, too. Who spray-painted little prick on the side of my leased Civic? Why does he lease Civics? I don't get that. My brother just leases Civics for $350 a month. Just buy the fucking Civic and sell it back in 3 years. You'll get like $12,000 back. Instead, he's just got this perpetual $350 a month for Civics.
He probably does it because you nag him like that. Like, if that's the tone of voice you take, like, I would lease just to piss you off.
This is, like, this is the tone I take when I care about anything. And then everyone's just like, stop screaming at me. Can you stop yelling at me for 5 seconds? And it's like, look, it's this. And then I got my tone when you're asking me, like, what fucking time do I want to, like, get up to go to the movie? And then I'm just like, I don't care. That's my I don't care tone when I say, okay. I don't care. You know, we got that. And then if I actually give a shit about something, I sound like a fucking angry wop flailing my arms around. You burned to the salsa.
I think you sound like a whole lot of, I'm going to call it Maria mode.
Like, no, it's just like my fucking, yeah, my ear-infected deaf mom who just, yeah, the instant she wanted to talk about anything. I remember asking her that when I was a kid. I was like, why are you so goddamn loud all the time? She's like, I had screwed up hearing. I had earaches a lot. I'm like, well, get a fucking hearing aid and be civil. Put one of those old-timey man horns to your, you know, little goat horn-looking shits to your ear.
You probably get more screaming discounts when you go to a restaurant.
What, if I just scream?
No, she had, like, one of those things on her ear. People just, like, give you free shit, right?
People just, like, pour the gravy inside it. Have at, bitch. But, yeah, that's Will copped out on the cat killing, because who wouldn't want to be a part of that festivity? All right, Howie, depress us.
All right, so when I lived in the Bahamas, my family lived in the Bahamas when we were kids.
Yeah.
I was real little. And then we had a dog when we were there. And
what was
up,
the dog's name?
His name was Dusty.
Dusty. That's a good dog name. So it's not, my mom tries to get all fucking English major with the pet names, like Astra, for example. Dusty's a good dog name.
Yeah, yeah. So it was my first pet, and I have a dog now, but yeah, like I didn't get a dog for a long time because when we lived in the Bahamas, my dad died.
And that's more depressing than your dog dying.
We had to move back to the U.S., and so the dog we just gave to someone else,
yeah,
so it didn't die, but my dad did, and that was really sad.
You kind of, yeah, you got us.
I was just a sneak attack.
Yeah.
Fucking gosh. Pearl Harbor Asian motherfucker.
Y'all, I just won.
You did.
Dad died. Well, my dad died too.
And then I had to get rid of my dog.
Gosh. So you just left it in the Bahamas.
Yeah. I was really sad. I was like, Mom, I don't want to go home. I didn't even remember this. Someone told me this later. They were like, hey,
you
actually asked
to
stay in the Bahamas
because
you didn't want to leave the dog.
Well, yeah, it's like you've got a family of two older sisters, a dad, a mom, and you.
And the dog.
I'm doing the math. And the dog, exactly.
Yeah.
So your dad dies, you're down to five people counting the dog, which isn't a person, but it's
part of the
counts
family
for this. Yeah. So then they want you to fucking fork over another 20% of the remaining family, and then it's just down to the four of you. Yeah, yeah. Don't you like me doing my Jew math on the fly? Yeah. One out of five is 20%.
So, yeah, no, it was, apparently it was very sad for me as a kid.
No shit.
So,
dude.
I can imagine.
When you get older and life just starts to fly by, because it's already hit that point for us. To me, it hits that, like, once you're out of grade school almost. It's like, man, years ain't what they used to be. I had a cat from when I was born till I was 18, that cat seemed like the fucking cat of my lifetime.
Yeah, no, I remember that, yeah.
You have a pet at that age, you have no comprehension of life outside of that pet. You lose that thing, you're like, fuck this, especially when you're younger. It's just something brutally ripped away. Now, I miss my cats and dogs that I got later in life, but you've got a clearly defined beginning, middle, and end of when their life occurred in the span of years. But you just don't know of, like, life outside of that pet when you're born with it and you're young.
Right, yeah.
So you were just like, great, this thing I've known since the beginning is taken from me. Mom, would you like to kill yourself in front of me while you're at it? We're just trying to depress me.
So yeah, no, that was a negative on the pet experience. I do remember Sasha though, because like
good old Sasha.
We've hung out since fifth grade.
Oh yeah, you remember my old cat Sasha.
I also remember when you got Astra. Oh. You made her earn it. You
oh
like,
yeah, I was
you were
such
still
a,
like
I was
broken
such
up
a
about
moody
Sasha.
Cunt. Oh, I'm so brooding. Like even yeah, I can date a girl a couple of weeks and she pieces out. I'm just like. I'm gonna put
this
on the
true.
Smiths now.
This is very true.
Finger my cunt. That's how I go.
Now, if you bang a girl twice over a weekend, you're broken up over it if she's not going to see you again.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, why did she leave even though I snuck out of bed the instant she passed out both times? Oh, God. Why didn't she put up with every bad aspect of me that I foisted upon her in the first 48 hours of my cock entering her vagina? All right. So... back to dead pet talk. So you lost your dog because you moved away. Did you ever get Dusty updates? Did they ever send Polaroids of like Dusty on a surfboard and like sucking on Hawaiian tits and being like, hey, Dusty's doing great. Don't
living
mind
the
him.
Life.
Yeah.
He still like, got to hey, live with, in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
and
with his
I
face
ended up in
up a fucking grass
DC
skirt.
Metro. So.
Sniffing all the ass he could. Yeah, exactly. Dusty won.
Yeah.
Even though Dusty probably died 15 years ago, Dusty was the winner.
Whole life in paradise, man. That ain't
yeah. And really, how long do you want to live? It, hasn't it already gotten old to you a little bit?
That's, I would not agree with that.
Okay. I mean, like, okay. If good things happen eventually down the pike, then yes. But if your life is just more of the current.
I think you're still reeling from yesterday. I got to be honest. That's kind of a morbid thing you just said.
You know, whatever. Life, death, we all die eventually. We all get sent home in that cardboard box from the vet eventually.
Were you in the room? Like,
yes.
So like you like sat there and watched while the
yeah.
What's the process?
Through my pussy tearful eyes. Sure, I'll walk you through it. The vet was nice enough to give me the full talk. You know what? I'm doing cutsies right now because you asked. You fucked up, Tay.
There you go.
That'll teach you to show interest in my life. There goes your fucking mic time, dummy.
Let's go.
All right. So we walk in, and it was like Dr. Pierce or something like that. It was the last name that sounded like he's from Game of Thrones. You know, I wanted to say it was like Pierce of the Grey Wolf Hills or some shit like that. So my mom and I go in. We've got our scrawny-ass fucking dying cat, and he feels it up. And he was like, yeah, it's got a mass in it, et cetera, et cetera. And my mom's starting to bawl again. She's like, well, if it was your cat, what would you do? And the entire time I'm thinking, like, he's supposed to be off at 6 p.m. We booked a 5:30 appointment.
Wow.
As heavy as this is to us, he's just thinking, like, fuck, can I kill your fucking cat and get back to goddamn Xbox by, like, 6:15? Do you need to blubber, bitch? Apparently, two other doctors have already told you this cat has cancer. Can I just fucking get the kill ball rolling? So he, you know, finally he's like, yeah, you know, I would kill it if it were my cat. And she's like, okay, let's do it. And the entire time, I know I'm feeding the horse to the glue factory. I'm just like, yeah, let's do it. You know, I understand you got a job to do. I don't exactly like seeing my cat here while we fucking judge the merits of its life. Like, I brought it to kill it. Let's make this shit happen already. So they take her back, and he's like, all right, this was one of maybe three or four things that happened in rapid succession where I'm just like, there's nothing sacred on this earth. Because he's like, okay, we're going to take her in the back and hook up the catheter. In the meantime, you two walk out front and handle all the fucking payment. And then we'll bring it back. We'll fucking kill it right there, and you can walk right the fuck out without having to hold your cat's corpse for 10 minutes. While you do the payment. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's... he didn't say it in those terms. There weren't so many F-bombs being hurled about by a veterinary clinic. Yeah, Dr. Pierce. You cunt mouth, son of a bitch. But he's like, look, you walk out, handle payment. We're going to hook her up in the back. Your credit card clears. We'll bring her back out. Your payment doesn't clear. We're not killing your cat for you. So We get out, and there's this mustachioed woman, just this ugly motherfucker. And at first, she's like, hey, I don't have your chart, so I don't know what you're back there for, but you then insisted on seeing the doctor before euthanizing your cat, and like, we were all booked up, so even though you did it before 6 p.m., which is our closing time, we're still going to bill you emergency time for that. Oh. And I'm just like, oh, you fucking slit. We're here to kill our cat, and you're trying to Jew us for an extra, like, the emergency fee, I think, was like $23 extra. I was like, really? You know, wow. I'm not going to buy another pet and then bring it here so you can kill it if you don't treat me a little better, bitch. So finally, the nurse from the back comes out. And I'm kind of holding it together, but I'm not exactly being too tactful. So she walks out. She's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, well, we're trying to kill the fucking cat. But someone over here won't accept our payment for that. And so she's like, oh, yeah. There, you know, she walks around, kind of smacks around, mustache bitch. Fucking this Tom Selleck looking cunt. No wonder you like animals so much. No one's going to kiss you. No one who's a man will have sex with you. So go home to your five rescue dogs. I know what your life is, bitch. So the nurse is like, hey, get your shit together. They're killing the cat instantly. I like how even when this big life thing is on the chopping block, they're like, you know, it's going to make them better. No emergency fees for you, buddy. And instantly my mom and I are like, fuck yeah. Yeah, we're just killing the cat for normal price. Shit, yeah. So we get that straightened up. And the doctor, for some reason, had felt like explaining beforehand the kill process. He's like, well, we've got three, you know, we're going to hook up a catheter. Not a catheter, that's in the little pee hole. We're going to hook up an IV. Yeah, there you go. And I'm coming in with three syringes. First one is clear fluid to kind of flush it, make sure it's working. Second is this white liquid, which my mom, right after they killed the cat, she's like, is that the stuff they gave Michael Jackson? And he's like, yes, oh, yes, it is. So that milk of amnesia crap. And then the third is this like antifreeze looking fluid that they pump in and it just immediately smashes out their heart. I don't know what it really does. But so he comes back. And he's got the cat, and she's just sitting there with the little IV in her arms, and she's still really alert, because, like I said, she's just starving to death, but she's not fucking, she wasn't dropped on her head any. She's like, hey, what's going on? What's this in my fucking arm? You know, looking at her paw and stuff. I'm just like, oh, God damn it, I've had better days. So my mom starts bawling uncontrollably, and I'm, you know, I'm trying to be stoic. I'm just like, yeah, let's just do this. You know, holding it in, this is my tough guy about to cry voice. Just do it. Oh. So my mom's crying over her, and she starts going on about, like, you know, she really was a special cat. Or maybe this was after the kill, because I said was, not is. So I forget when she's delivering this eulogy. Yeah, I got ahead of myself. Let's not skip the foreplay here. It's important. Mr. Tay over here asked how they do it. So first they put in the clear syringe and they make sure it's all working. And it was. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Yay, my cat's going to get killed nice-like. So then they shoot her full of the white crap and just like, boom, she's out, sleeping. And then he's like, it's almost like he's doing just the tip with killing the cat. And he's like, twirling that little blue syringe in his fingers. He's like, so you ready for this? I'm like, yeah, fucking do it, man.
Would you like to push the button?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there was a little bit of that. He was like, she had the fucking mass in her guts, and he's like, oh, here it is. Would you like to feel it? I'm like, I don't give a shit to feel the tumor that's killing my cat. Gosh.
Thanks, God.
Fucking cold-hearted Mengele son of a bitch, yeah.
Was he kind of like poking it like it's cool? Like, hey, dude,
no, I mean, everything about this guy was how I would be as a healthcare professional. Like, I'm just trying to muster enough so that I don't look like this is the third fucking time I've done this today.
Right.
Like, you know, fuck. I'm bored. I get it. You know. Fucking Mittens was a member of your family. Sorry, Mittens, that you got feline leukemia. Let's roll this shit. So he drops the third plunger and she expires. And thankfully, she didn't do any like the shudders or meows and stuff like that, because he warns us ahead of time. Sometimes they do creepy shit after they actually die. And she didn't, thankfully. She just kind of laid there as she was when knocked out. And my mom's crying. She's like, oh my God, this is horrible. And then he has to, like, play the role of priest, kind of. Like, at the funeral, even though he's the dude that killed the cat, like, 5 seconds prior, he's like, well, Do either of you have any like special memories of Astra that you would like to share right now? And at this
was
point,
was that the deluxe package?
Yeah, exactly. Did I pay you $10 to give a fuck? I just get home. I get it.
They want you to remember them, not to be like real cynical, but yeah. They want you to remember them positively for your next pet. Like, they were so nice the last time we had one like go under. We're going to make sure that they're always a part of our family. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's like you're looking at this dude and nothing against him, because how can he fucking care, really? This is an animal he saw 30 seconds ago that looks like it's goddamn begging for death. And he's like, dude, just don't cry so much like it interferes with my beating off later tonight. That's it. That's all I want. And she's bawling, and she's like, oh, my God. She was like a special cat. You know, she really was. She did X, Y, and Z. And you can just read the guy's thoughts where he's got to be like, oh, yeah, real fucking special cat. Like every other fucking special cat I've ever had to put down. No one's ever asked, hey, you know, talk about your cat. And they're just like, it was a normal fucking cat. It shat in a box. It showed affection when it wanted to. And then it cost me a couple hundred on the way out.
Now, I think they do that, too, because have you ever met somebody who, like, has admitted, for example, like, I know someone who didn't cry when their grandfather died, but then, like, they just lost it when their pet died. Because, I mean,
is
they weren't
your
really...
girlfriend? Someone, get the fuck out of here. Do a laugh and come back in.
I'm just saying, but no, like, this is not uncommon.
Really?
What, that people are, like, closer to their pets? I know that.
Relatives, yeah.
Well, so many people are just fucked up. I wanted to make it, like, a race thing and be like, oh, white people love their dogs. You know what? Black people love their goddamn dogs, too, man. Look at DMX. He had, like, his dead dogs tattooed on him or some shit. Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't have, like, his teeth pulled and replaced with his dead dog's teeth.
Canines.
Yeah, exactly. Those weird black rotty teeth that all dogs get after a while. Oh, pet teeth are gross.
They are. Breath stinks so bad.
Yeah, exactly. They're putrid. They're just halfway rotted out of their fucking mouth. But, yeah, I'm just... he had to do it. I get it. We all got to go through the motions. It was the same disingenuous shit when you actually bury relatives, too. And it's like the funeral caretaker has to do this rehearsed, like, oh, yes, this is very serious. And would you like to choose this coffin? It's like he has to be reserved, but also hustle you into a real good coffin. You know what I mean?
It's the weirdest performance art. Like,
I think
it's greatly
so
underrated.
Weird. It's so weird. It's like, wish I had a job where once in a while I could talk about the funny joke I heard on the radio. On my way in today, but I can't. We're going to use the serious voice. I can't talk about pussy or Arby's or anything fun, really. Yeah. I just have to be here for you in the solemn time now. Is that checkbook coming out already? I have to go in the back and fart for 15 seconds. So let's hurry this up. And I felt bad almost for this vet that he had to do like 20 seconds of that bullshit before his holiday weekend started. So yeah, there you go. That was my fun Saturday. Then digging until I had blisters on my fucking hands, and then shoving my cat in the dirt. And then, as if that weren't bad enough, I tried to get into your gay college football, and I watched that horrible Michigan-Alabama game with Michigan down 46 points.
See, that's not fair. I could have told you
roughly
you don't
15
need to
seconds
watch that
into
game.
The first. Quarter.
Yeah, that game was over before it started, in my opinion.
It was horrible. The Michigan defense did like one disruptive, you know, hold. They fucking held for, you know, four goddamn downs or whatever. And then who was it, Denard Robinson?
Yeah,
he sucked shit.
Yeah.
And then Alabama got the ball back and the schlacking began.
But it's not fair, because Nick Saban coached in the NFL and then came back to college. And so
like, I love
he just outflanks everybody at the college.
If you ever want to know what matters in the like world of professional sports, Nick Saban was universally reviled as a piece of shit. Where did he come from originally? Was he LSU? And then he went to
the Dolphins
and fucking just left in the middle of the night. Like they were having a shit season. And he gets the Alabama offer and he was like, fuck that.
He did better
fuck
than
you, Ireland. I'm leaving.
To be fair to him, though, like most college coaches just fail straight up in the NFL, and they were just mediocre with him. So I'll give him credit. They didn't.
He achieved mediocrity. Lovely.
But it's hard. Like, what I think he struggled with is my opinion on Nick Saban. Mm-hmm. He hated the salary cap because it just means, like, basically everybody's working with the same roster.
Yeah, it's the difference between college ball and real ball.
Yeah, and for him, he's just like, I love college because I can just recruit the best players in the country and demolish all my adversaries.
Yeah, I hate competing on an average, you know, like an even keel, because then I have to get an advantage on the coach and do things. It's stupid, man. It's like saying I love playing Madden against, like, kids with cerebral palsy because I win a lot.
I hate the NFL. Like, I've been going off on this for a couple weeks now, but I hate the salary cap. I think it makes every team flawed. So every team just, there's something horribly wrong with them. You never see teams where you're like, wow, that was just like top to bottom, a great team.
Well, or you do, but then they have to destruct in like five seasons or two seasons.
Or even one. I would just love to see like all-star teams come together for like 2 years, you know?
You want a dream team.
I mean, it's hard to do like with football, but yeah, I would just like to see that happen once in a while.
Just people eat shit on their salaries. You'll never see that in football though, because everyone's knees explode. It's like,
that sport is so fucked
up. Oh yeah, my 18 ligaments retracted into my fucking rib cage, but they're gonna put me together and I'll be the same explosive runner I was before. It's like, no, they might as well put you on the sideline and just shotgun you like a broken horse. All right, Tay. Talking about shotgunning pets. Yeah. What are the woes of your pets? What have you had to put in the ground recently?
Really, it's been dogs.
Dogs, okay.
I think my first pet I remember in chronological order had to be Tygo.
Tygo.
I think I named him Tygo.
Okay. What was Tygo named for?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Why?
Three and trying to say tiger.
Yeah, tiger, tiger.
Your parents are like, oh, you stupid motherfucker. Fine, it's Tygo.
You big dummy. Yeah. So Tygo, I don't even remember when he died. I just remember he was like not there no more.
You sound real broken up.
Yeah.
About
I was like, Tygo? No.
How old were you? You're like 19.
Probably. Yeah. I was 27.
Yeah. He's on this farm.
Nah, I probably before the age of, so between maybe 3 and 5.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're young enough where shit's not gonna register. Yeah.
So then the next major dog I had was Bingo.
Bingo.
B-I-N-G-O.
All right.
And that was maybe about second grade. And so
Bingo was purchased second grade.
Yeah.
So you're 8. Did you pick out Bingo?
He was a mutt.
Okay.
I think they found him under a bunch of, like, it was a home that had gotten knocked down, and he was just, like, living under the home.
Oh. That is so depressing already.
It's really bad. But he was, like, he grew up to be, like, a really big dog.
Okay.
He's probably, like,
Oh, so you got, like, a little puppy.
He was a little puppy.
Okay, that's badass. All right, good.
He was, like, gray, white, and black.
Okay.
Just really, really cool dog.
How long did he last? Because
he lasted, I'm going to say, until I was maybe 12.
What the shit was wrong with Bingo? That's like not a long term of service.
He had some type of anus disease.
No, like that's
you.
Yeah. My dog has something like that.
Oh, no, no. I had one dog, Nike. And Nike, she couldn't lick her own ass properly. So every time we went in the vet, they had to express her anal glands, which I think just mounted to like fingering her ass. I don't know where the anal glands are, but it just sounded like this hole inside her ass that collected shit. And they would just have to, like, press on these things. And I just always imagine it being, like, you know, pushing down on the shaving cream and then just watching it come out until the can ran empty. I don't know how expressing an anal gland actually works.
That sounds so bad. The shaving cream, not the
exactly. The brown shaving cream just coming out, expressing an anal gland. So, you know, it's just weird. It's just a weird verb to apply to it, man.
So yeah, but do you know what it is exactly? Like what?
What was your dog's ass rod?
It's something like it's related to that. I thought so. Like, if you don't let that,
they get their anus glands clogged up and then bad shit happens.
It's like septic shock, I guess, with people.
Yeah.
Like the girl from Poltergeist died from septic shock. She didn't tell nobody that she wasn't pooping.
Oh. I thought you were going to say she left her diaphragm in or something.
No, because she was like 8. And
slut.
Like, or 12, whatever she was, like, they couldn't tell what was wrong with her. And when they did the autopsy, it's like
40 oh, that's like pounds of crap. Charcoal black turd inside yeah, her. Just shit from the goddamn, who was the president before Reagan? I fucked that one up so badly.
Carter.
The Carter presidency. Thank you. There we go. So close.
So, yeah. So I mean, so they pretty much put him down. I wasn't there. But it's really a bummer, man.
Cause yeah.
My mom told me, and I was like, really? I'm not even going to clean my room anymore.
Exactly. I'm not even eating my vegetables either.
I'm not. I'm
going to have to feed me Yoo-Hoo 9 times a day now.
They just blindsided you, right?
They did.
Like, it was at,
they did. It was at night.
That's tough.
And I was cleaning my room. And then I was like, yeah, I can't clean my room anymore.
Fuck this. I'm on strike.
Yeah.
Now, do you think your parents were just cheaping out on it? Or
his ass was really bad.
Yeah. Wow.
It had like ooze around it and... You could tell he was like just like in pain, but he smiled so much. He was just like, well, you know, it's not even a smile, but it's like
the dog smile. No, yeah, dog smile. They do the fucking their gums kind of hanging.
Yeah,
you don't see their teeth sticking out and shit.
Even through all that, he still did that. I mean, he was a cool dog. And when he was gone, I was just like blown. I didn't really want a pet after that, but
yeah,
I think about that time I moved. We were like in the city. I'm from Wilson, North Carolina, so it's like a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to the country part of Wilson, and we had almost an acre of yard. So we then got Cocker Spaniels.
Okay.
And
I'm trying to remember what the hell they look like. Cocker Spaniels.
It's kind of hard to describe.
They're like, I'd say medium.
Yeah.
Not big. They're not too small.
Are they the ones that look like miniature lassies?
They're kind of like long haired, right?
There you go. Yeah, they can be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. I know shit.
And that the first Cocker Spaniel we got was Buster.
Okay, so...
Or Busta.
Busta.
Busta Rhymes.
So it was in the rap at that point. Yeah.
So yeah, you got Busta. And then they found another mutt. Her name was Lady.
Okay.
And they had kids. And then they had like a litter of maybe like 9.
Jesus.
Nice.
And then we sold most of them, and then we kept Muffin and Nori. Noriega. Nice. And
you had discovered your calling by that point,
I did.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
Dog namer. Yes. Yeah. And so what's funny, my best memory is whenever we go to the vet, they have to name, they have to say.
I guess your best memory is going to a vet and not killing an animal.
But the veterinary, like the staff there, they would have to call your dog by name.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like, Buster.
Yeah.
Buster,
like, Buster, bitch.
And yeah, yeah.
Say it right.
And so, and he would never look.
He wouldn't know that.
He would like, but then he'd be like, Buster?
Yeah.
He'd be like, yeah.
Crack the fuck up.
And so, that, and no, they could never say Nori. They weren't familiar with Noriega, the dictator.
Well, no, they're just going to say Nor, like
they
Nor
was like,
with an N.
Norwe? Norwe? I don't know how they got that.
Yeah, that's weird.
But, it was always funny, but I don't know why, but Cocker Spaniels they lose their hearing after a while.
Oh, all purebreds are just like
horrible crazy.
Shit happens to them, like fast too,
and they get arthritis.
German Shepherds, like you get a dog, it's 100 pounds, they're like, oh yeah, by the time it's 6, its knees are going to go, and you'll have to euthanize it. I've had gerbils live that fucking long.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, no,
that's terrible.
Any purebred dog just disappoints.
Yeah.
It'll just—they breed so much horrible shit into. They're like, yes, this dog is known for its loyalty and its eye cancer. This breed is a great hunting dog. Also, its ass will fall out by 18 months. It's
so
just
bad.
I don't get why you would. Nothing against guys that get purebreds, and not all of them are defective, if you will, but
most of them are.
It seems risky, man. Yeah, I just go to the pound and get these fucking mutts, and they last a long time for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the purebreds, though, like, I guess they're like personality traits. So, like, I have a Shiba.
Yeah.
And they're kind of consistent in the way they act.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. They try to breed that shit into it. I got you there.
I think that's sometimes why people get addicted to certain breeds, because, like, they have a dog. And then they do want something that's going to be like the previous one. And so you have that,
you
like,
just
consistency.
Fucking clone animals now, though. Like, literally, you can clone an animal. I might dig
that
up,
makes me really uncomfortable to think about.
I might dig up the cat in a couple months. Hopefully, it isn't 2 tails from the crypt. They could just kind of, like,
pet
send
cemetery.
In the box.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll pay someone an extra. I'll get some of the guys, the Latinos that hang outside at Home Depot. I'll be like, dig that up for me and
Dude, you ever heard of people like trying to clone their relatives? I heard about that. Like some lady was trying to, some lady wanted to give birth to her father.
That was a movie called The Sixth Day. It's not reality, Howard.
No, like they're starting to look into, you know, the possibilities with genetics for people. And that's
I think
one of
it's
the
already been discovered, by the way. They're just keeping it very hush.
They're talking to people, just ordinary people asking like who'd be interested in this.
Yeah.
Who thinks that's weird? And a surprising number of people do not think that's weird.
That she would pop out her dad.
I think that's weird.
But the cloning is not, right?
Well, cloning the pet, I'm not.
I think we're still way far away from like where you make a clone and it's just in a tube and it started that way. I think all cloning at this point is that shitty way you mentioned where you got to pop it out of your cooter. But no, I'd be okay with, because I never got to see this one as a kitten. I'd be okay with seeing a cat, little baby Astra. I don't know.
It's always weird. That sci-fi thing where it's like the clone's going to be crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. Pet Cemetery. Yeah. Exactly.
It's weird. I don't know. I always joke with chicks because, like, I know a lot of girls that.
That you have sex with.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, nah.
Yeah.
So it's like. I can never find a good guy and blah 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 and you're so cool and you always blah 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 and I'm like, I mean,
like, stop talking
years.
With your mouth whore.
Like as soon as they figure out cloning, you'll be good to go. That's what I always say. But hopefully my clone won't try to kill me.
Oh, and just assume all that is table. See, that's why I would be fine. My clone would meet me and be like, I have to get the fuck out of here and change my goddamn name and never be seen near you. My current lifestyle of clone would be like, get me out.
Because it's never like Multiplicity. Y'all remember that movie?
I remember Keaton.
I remember the movie poster.
Yeah, he's like dad. And
I remember, I think there was a Simpsons where the Homer clones got progressively dumber.
I think that's the movie, right? I haven't.
Is that, yeah. I thought, like, I think all of them clones got dumber. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, it's, I don't know. Pets, I guess. I don't.
Well, I think we've wrapped up the dead pet extravaganza part of the episode.
Very uplifting.
Yeah, well, this show, that's what it strives to do. I'd like to go with a light topic because the laughs are already inherent to it. And then we make some jokes on top of that, but nothing dirty because who likes that?
Who does?
Exactly. So that's the Papa's Basement motto. Yeah. Exactly. Fun, .. but keep it clean. That's what's going to go on my t-shirts. So we can talk about what it is to actually like go on stage and perform and be a rapper and touch ladies' bosoms. We got that.
That's not on stage, though, I'm pretty sure. Or, I don't know. It
does.
Not my stage.
He does it on stage. He's like fucking Luke Skywalker
stripper
from
stage?
Two Live Crew. Yeah.
I think the backstage, that's where all that happens.
All right, fine. Prudes. So we got that. Because I'd like to hear about this man's life a little bit. And Howard, what do you want to talk about?
This is
a democracy here.
No, let's go.
Despite my mocking tone, that's more just the coffee going into my bladder and exiting my CNS, so I'm not as jacked up as I was. Tay.
Yes.
Talk to us a little about rap, because I'll mention I've done this show. We just hit 5 years.
Wow.
And thank you. That was in order. And and you would be shocked, like, just... I guess women like to see that you're doing something artistic with your life. It's kind of fun. It won't keep them around long. I've noticed that part. They like to hook up with the creative, funny guy. They don't want to stick around with him, though. They want to stick around with the GS-17.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then fuck more funny guys behind his back.
Although, yes. With you, I thought when they really do like you, first they give you the chance and they ask, hey, when are you going to get a real job?
Yeah. There's a bit of that. There is, hey, I'm worried about your career. And it's like, you're not worried about my career. You're worried about me accidentally impregnating you and me not being able to pay for you not doing much other than look after our dumb kids for the rest of your life. That's what you're worried about here. You don't fucking care that I'm getting into NASA tomorrow. NASA, whatever the shit. You don't really want me to achieve something. You don't care if I become a fucking cake chef the next day or if I replace Mick Jagger fronting the Stones. If I fell ass backwards into money, all the career talk would evaporate.
Yes. Yes.
You would want me doing something so I wasn't around the house up your ass 24/7. I'll give you that much. But if I were rich and the money wasn't a question, you wouldn't care about career. So let's keep it real, because I'm keeping it real.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
So then I start.
So, yeah, it's weird that I get to touch tits based on writing funny shit online.
See how that works.
But it happens. Life is fucking random like that.
Internet's done amazing things for you.
Yes, exactly. I like my women like I like my razor blades ordered online for a discount delivered to my door.
In bulk?
Yes. And then in the trash can when I'm done with them. You know, I didn't know where I was going with that at first, but admit it, I took it somewhere.
We got you.
Howard's just staring at me like, fuck this. What am I doing? I drank a lot of OJ. I've got a piss now.
No, I'm good right now. But okay. Actually, I do have a question that kind of relates to how you guys kind of like intersect. And I'm just, hey, I'm wondering,
yes,
you know, with the internet generation, I'm sure like some of your followers have never been to one of your live shows. They just heard you.
Some. What?
I was going to have to ask, what's the percentage relationship there of people who've seen you live to like the people who just like download you at this point?
There's probably 5% who've seen me.
And that's like the flip of hip hop from 20 years ago, though, right?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, hip hop 20 years ago was like, oh, I'm selling cassettes out of the trunk of my car. And, you know, that's when life was what we think of as life, where there were just these movie characters actually existed, like the hardcore hip hop journalist. Mm-hmm. And he went to the underground shows and discovered these good acts. None of that shit exists anymore. People go to shows and they tweet what they like, and then 5 seconds later, it's like, here's a picture of the spaghetti I made. Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram my food and talking about what a dick my boyfriend is in 140 characters and fun shit like that.
Yeah, it's a small percentage. Music is weird. I mean, honestly, anything. Like, I was telling him, like, you have a lot of followers, but he might not feel that.
90% of them don't count for shit. Exactly. That's what you're tiptoeing around.
See,
and by 90, I mean, God, 99. I don't know. I interact with like maybe 100 of them. The rest just kind of
are there.
They're there. Yeah.
What do they do?
Or once in a blue, like on Twitter and shit, one like fucking someone will follow me 3 years and then they'll finally do like a little at, you know, Papa's Basement and talk to me. I'm like, who the fuck? Oh, you've been around for a while. That's kind of cool. Or I'll have other guys that are like, they've talked to me for years on Twitter. And then they're like, hey, I heard your radio show for the first time the other day. I didn't realize you did one. I'm like, really?
So disrespectful.
All the fucking like posts I put up. Yeah, just be like, hey, I listened. That was a good episode. Don't
just lie
about the part. Yeah. Where you're like, I didn't realize what you do.
You're actually good.
Yeah,
funny.
Thank you. Exactly.
I hate that.
Exactly. I'm sure you finally get people listening to your music. And they're like, you're actually talented, Jay.
You're so talented. You speak so well. Yeah, I mean, it's and I think that's kind of why we bond the way we do.
Because,
you know, I love to laugh. I love music. I love to write. So my thing is I enjoy doing these things, so I put time into it. But the people that are behind me, quote unquote, I mean, it's just it's not as much support as you would think on the surface.
Because it's easy and fleeting in the online world. Like, you'd be amazed how good I feel when someone likes my Facebook page.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean they're doing shit. They clicked on a button. And then if they get pissy about it, they can unclick the button. That's it.
And then the numbers drop and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what did I do wrong?
Damn you.
Was it that seventh utterance of the word cunt in my last show that cost me this fan?
But you know, I cunt punt. Remember that?
Cunt punt. That was my initial background. Wow. You go way back. Yes. That was like my initial Twitter background. Just some fucking anime picture of some guy drop kicking a woman in the slit. And it just says, cunt punt in red text with an exclamation point.
I think that's when I first started following.
Oh,
I don't even know how we intersected. I don't remember.
Oh, I think at that point I was just like finding people that didn't look like retards in the DMV. And I was just like, hey, what's up? Listen to my show.
It worked, though. Nah, it was good. And I mean, as far as shows, yeah, it's probably 5%. But I can get people that I wouldn't expect to, you know, follow me or, you know, become a fan, Pam Grier follows me.
Ah, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
But I mean, like,
but it isn't Pam Grier circa 1975. So,
but you know what? You're right. But it's Pam Grier it's nonetheless.
Still, oh, yeah. It's still but, better.
And my thing is, you know, when people do decide to follow you, you just want to, I want to use that. You don't really get that much follow-up or feedback from it.
Well, there's not much you can do. Like, I think, yeah, there's a couple ESPN writers that randomly follow my shit, but we've never really interacted, and I don't know if I can just DM them and be like, hey, get me a fucking job with ESPN.
But what is it for? If not for that, then yeah, what is it for?
I do need to get off my ass and do that. I'll tell you what Twitter's for. Hey,
ASL. Show me your tits.
Show tits or we'll die. Okay,
there's a couple of ESPN reporters I wouldn't mind seeing topless. I mean, we've already seen one, I guess, but
Berman.
How are these are my areolas?
That's not what I had in mind.
So aggressive.
Yeah.
Open your mouth like a mudfish. I'm docking.
Oh man.
But so, I mean, it's a process, though. Performance-wise, I mean, it's...
Well, how long have you been doing rap? And, like, when did you first start going on stage? How long did you take to accrue material? How much have you released? All that.
As far as going back, I think I started rapping in 1999.
Okay.
And the story goes, you know, love music. Started, you know, just writing down little things in church, which is so bad because how do you... Just say,
dude,
oh,
fuck
you have
that.
A sermon? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm just going to write these lyrics and leave the curse word out. And then when I go home, I'll insert it there.
I did two things in church. Like, you got nothing on me. Like, my mom would bribe me with McDonald's breakfast to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, like, the fresh McDonald's grease really upset my stomach. Like, if I had burgers in the afternoon, I'd be fine. But always the fucking the breakfast gave me the shits. And I'd always be tearing out to shit. And she'd be like, what's wrong with you? Why is your stomach always hurt? Are you the son of Satan? So it's either that or the loose pants you wear, like the fabric. It was the only time I wasn't wearing jeans. And I would just randomly, because the pew was right at the level of my dick. So every time I stood up, it'd brush my dick. And I'd have like a hard on within 15 minutes. And because it's no jeans, awful. Nothing restrains it. So I'm just like having to like hump the fucking pew. So people don't think I'm like, yeah, staring at my Greek priest's massive beard and thinking about lacing ropes through it.
Oh, man. I still don't like wearing church pants and getting a hard on. It's so weird.
It's weird.
It's so weird. I feel so bad.
Well,
because your shirt's tucked in, probably.
Yeah.
There's
four things standing between you and the hard on, so it doesn't look impressive, like, at all. It looks like you got a fucking real bad bug bite. It's like, what's wrong on the side of your thigh?
It's a growth.
Yeah, exactly.
I call them Protestant pants because I always feel like the zipper hurts. Where it's like, oh, that don't feel right.
Yeah, it's weird. It really is
That's
weird.
True.
It's so weird.
Sometimes it finds its way out of the underwear. It's just
metal. Yeah.
Strong breeze hits it and just works your cock like a cheese grater. You're just like, oh, God, make it stop.
But, so, yeah, I started in
99,
and funny story.
It better be funny.
Eighth grade. I hope so. Eighth grade going into ninth grade. I was in the NAACP.
Okay.
And we took a trip.
For a second, I was like, you're in NWA, and then you finished it. It's like, ah.
Yeah.
And MC Yella?
Yeah, I am. But so these trips, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but. Church trips and organizational trips.
I thought you were gonna say like, did you make the same trip when you were in the NAACP? I was like, I don't know how to tell you this, buddy, but
nah.
Yes, I did.
They always are just like overly sexual.
Like, yeah,
this is where we split ways. I
didn't. Oh, you didn't know it was going that way. Nah, I mean when you're young and it's like you're adolescent, but it's like I don't know, man. It's just so bad. It's just how it is. All my church trips, it just ended up, I don't know, just getting there.
Somebody always lost their virginity on a church trip when I was a kid.
Jesus, are you kidding? I needed to do stuff outside of school. Howard can testify to this. I was in the smart kid classes, the gifted and talented. No bullshit. There was 25, 30 dorky guys. four girls per class.
Yeah.
Like, there was no chance I was going to turn out normal.
Maybe that's why I got to interact with more girls than you, because I went to youth group, and people were smoking pot. I mean, it was really obvious, too, because the youth leaders are just like, hey, these kids are playing guitar. That's great. I'm like, that kid is so stoned right now. He's having the best time in the world because it's high.
Yeah. No, man, with me, it's like you just learned fear, because it was exactly like olden times where you were in a tribe of like 30 people and roughly two of the women were reproductive age along with you. And it's like if you fucked up with one of them, you're like literally 50% of my chance of reproducing and spreading my seed just went out the fucking window. That's high pressure stakes. We don't have that nowadays. Again, we're getting back to the pickup shit we're talking about.
There you go.
Like, it's built into us to fear failure. And the reality of life today is you can do whatever. You can fuck 3,000 women and move like one town over and no one will know what the hell you did. But being in these little classes, it actually taught you like, holy shit, she just caught me staring at her little mosquito bite tits in her sports bra. I just screwed it up with 33% of the girls in my class. It was a fearful thing. It raised you the wrong way.
Interesting. See, like, I did not know that was going through your head at that time. So
I don't even, that's just me going back and trying to figure things out. I was just fearful of talking to girls, man. I was a chubby little shit. Then I lost weight. Now I'm a chubby shit again. I'm trying to lose weight again.
It's a cycle. I'm right.
It is, exactly. Yeah.
Actually, I was never small. So there you go.
No, I used to be. And then I got real tubby. Then I lost a bunch of weight and like really fucked around more. Like, I fuck around now, but I used to really fuck around. I was like, oh, my shirt came off. And I'm not going to say it was a plus, but it wasn't an active negative. Right. Like, where I have to fucking clutch my tits like the woman in that PG-13 comedy in every 80s film. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you had your R comedies in the 80s where the tits would just fly left and right. And that's what the kids got to beat off to. But then you got your shitty one notch below PG-13. You know, it's like the Babs move from the end of Animal House where they rip off her dress. And you see her fucking old-timey garter belts holding in her big puffy cunt hair. And then she's got her hands over her tits. That's the move I have to do now. Or just like maybe one hand over them. Like Kathy Ireland. Pose, yeah, cradling her teats style. And then you got the other hand. It's like, let me undo yours. Tit to tit, baby. Tit on tit.
Oh, man.
Which brings us back to Tay's rap career.
So, yeah. Eighth grade to ninth grade. On a trip, I interacted with this girl. She had a boyfriend. I didn't know. So she didn't tell you.
Another place where we differ. Yeah. I'd be like, I had, you know, she had the boyfriend I knew, and she went back to him, and I cried.
I mean,
back to the Morrissey.
Yeah, it's crazy because everybody else knew but me. So that guy, you know, and we ended up being real cool. But was like, go ahead.
I'm going to interrupt yet again because it's just what I do.
Nah.
Do you feel better or worse when a chick uses you, quote unquote, as the man on the side?
Do I feel
better
or worse?
Because I should feel better. Like, you should be complimented that this chick who's in a relationship is like, I'm going to go out of my way to taste this motherfucker's cock. But then you get invested in it, and then it's like, well, fun time's over. I got to go back to the boring son of a bitch. Even though I've said how much better you are, I'm going back to the other dude. So you're like, wait, I feel I've been deceived on some level, but I got to have sex. I'm confused.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, if I was single, it's a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so pretty much, I don't think I would put all my eggs in that basket.
Yeah.
So my expectation wouldn't be as high. So I guess I'd be along for the ride, and whatever would happen would happen.
Okay.
Now, if you call, my path is so different because I've kind of conditioned myself to not catch feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because I've been rejected a lot. So I don't even really trip now. So it's like,
I wish I could say the same. Like, if I actually approached a girl and she was like, fuck off. You know what? If I do it with like a real big bravado type thing and she tells me to piss off, I'm like, ah, fuck it. I was just being, you know, joking around anyhow.
But you're funny. You can overcome that though.
Well, yeah, because then I'll just be like, ha, you whore. I just told a joke.
See? There you go. But
bitch.
See?
Hope you crash on the way home. Another joke.
She'd be like, what's your name?
Yeah. So you're good on that front. You can actually. but you got into live music at some point. At what age do you start performing live? And do you feel like, is the live experience all that awesome? Like, you're goddamn Keith Richards on stage and you're turning and it's just like, bring me that one. Like, it's a lobster tank of pussy out there in the audience.
I'll take that.
Or is it more women find your work after hours? They find your website. They find your recorded material and they seek you out. Because I think for an aspiring guy, it's still, there's this level you kind of transcend where once you're famous enough, women find it very safe to be hoary with you.
Yes.
Because it's like, hey, I fucked Dane Cook. And everyone's like, oh, really? Even the boyfriend's like,
high five. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. What was it funny. Like? You know, was someone he funny about it? Yeah. But when you're like, dude, I fucked this really funny guy who was like the closer at the open mic night at the Best Western. There's no prestige there. You have to achieve this certain, you know, it's like achievement unlocked, Xbox style. You get to a certain point where women feel okay being trampy about it. And have you hit that at all? Or you're still like, people approach you and you've got to put some work into it? I mean, like, no one's coming backstage after they see you. And it's like, you know, they walk up to you and it's like, shh, finger on your mouth. It's like, not another fucking word until that ball sack's in my mouth.
Nah, I think because I'm the same on and off stage,
yeah,
just meeting people in general. Nah, I think it's more of if someone was interested,
mm-hmm,
it wouldn't be so much, oh, I'm going to go to the show. It's like afterwards. You know, they'll go, they'll check out music, and then they might hit me up, kind of follow up from there.
I got you, yeah.
But even my performance, I started performing. My first performance was like a talent show, and it was in college.
Okay.
So 99, I'm a freshman. I get to college. I think it's my sophomore year. We do a talent show. And per what it was three people performing, including myself,
mm-hmm,
and per the other two guys, when I started rapping, this is what they said. They were like, yo, it was just these chicks, and they just ran up to the stage and was like,
tidal wave of
chick at a talent show. I'm like, come on, you gotta be lying. But it could have been somebody I knew, but I don't know. I enjoy performing. I will say that. I think that when you put in the work, it's kind of like doing stand-up. You know, you get that thrill. You see the people. Yeah.
Oh, you mean you talk about doing it a lot and then you don't do it? Wait, that's me with stand-up.
but, you know, I've been at home and I've listened to the show, like, and I'll laugh so hard and then I'll be like, let me hit this guy up and see what's going on. So, it depends on what your form of media is. If you do have that outlet where you can perform in front of people, then so be it. I think you should probably do more videos because then it's like, oh, yeah, I want to look at them now. And
oh, God, the last video, there was like some broad who then starts running her mouth about it. Was great because she commented again not all that long ago on the blog ragging on me because it was something to the effect of like, hey, John bitches about skinny women, but he's not skinny himself or something like that. Or he bitches about fat women. And he's no prize pig himself. I'm like, because you shit. I fuck good looking girls. I'm not gonna apologize for doing it either. You know. I'm sorry, lady.
I like
probably,
what I like.
I'm sorry, lady. Who probably isn't attractive. Like for women, it's most important to be attractive. You know. I'm sorry.
You must don't fall in that class.
Your sardonic wit isn't being appreciated. Yeah. Go fuck the fat guy from the GameStop now. That's what you get.
Oh God.
I love people that are still hung up on thinking like, dudes have to be smoking good looking to get laid. You have to be smoking good looking to like get laid with zero effort, I guess. But if you've got any sort of racket going on, people are like, hey, he's got something doing.
He's and funny.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking Artie rapper. Lang. What do you think Artie Lang's number is? He's got to be in the hundreds, right?
I think any stand-up comic who wants to fuck around can do it with the greatest of ease. Anyone who's at a certain level and beyond.
But high quality, too. Not just like he's falling. I mean, he used to get so drunk, he was probably falling into bed.
Well,
with
Artie's
what, but
like Jim Norton, where they fuck a ton of prostitutes for whatever reason. And I don't get prostitutes so much. Like when I was in a relationship for about, I don't know, 5 months or whatever the hell that was the first time I got prostitutes because this is going to sound weird to any woman and any man will get this in 2 seconds. It seemed more cheaty to me to pursue a woman and like seduce her on the side than just being like, oh, I'm going to pay this woman $100. I'm going to drain my fucking nuts down her tonsils and I'll never see her again. There's some, that was just a transaction, like getting my oil changed.
So she was down for bareback.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So he's like, a bareback BJ hooker? Yeah. Slip me that number before the show's over.
Yes.
Apparently those are fucking like unicorn rare, by the way.
Man, nowadays.
Like a condomless BJ. But that is, that for some reason seemed less skeezy. Now, I haven't done that yet. I think next time I go to Vegas, I probably will fuck a prostitute or two because, meh, why not?
You might not even have to. I don't think you have to.
Well, it's, I don't have to. I can put in legwork and fuck people there, but I
mean, that's what
it's more to say I fucked a prostitute.
Why Artie probably is not down with like putting in the work to pretend like someone is interesting.
Well, all he wants to do again, fucking the prostitute to me would be a funny story. And it's like, hey, I fucked this prostitute, tee hee hee. And yeah. I wouldn't exactly brag to girls about it, but it something for the
whatever you
the
would put
fellas.
That on the radio, like
well,
next
I
day.
Would. I mean, hell, it's out now. Yeah.
See, yeah. Now it's just talk right now. Oh, no. Nah, yeah. That was just jokes. I'm doing that for entertainment.
That was just jokes.
Yeah. I was just kidding, honey. And I don't get habitual hooker use. That doesn't, especially those guys when they have an out, like a Jim Norton.
Is it always the same? Do you think it's the same hooker? Do you think
no? I mean, at least Jim, when he's on Opie and Anthony, will articulate. I believe he kind of really goes through them, which, yeah, the same is like the weirdest thing to me. When you've got a girlfriend, you pay.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Exactly. I mean, that's the worst. If you want to tear through Strange Kitty, that's fine. Do it. But these are dudes that don't have to pay. They're not mutant ugly looking. I mean, neither is goddamn Brad Pitt circa Thelma and Louise, where he just had to fucking lip those abs. What? What? Howard, more of a reaction from you instead of just like silently shaking your homo-hating head.
Just, it's your show, man. I'm just going to let it go.
Okay.
So. He's got guests, too.
Yeah, exactly. At least Tay over here kind of chuckled a little. He just clammed up. Like a scared ass. It's first time getting analed. I don't get the hooker thing. I just don't. Why wouldn't you pull someone from the audience who knows the score?
I think that becomes tiresome. Like, you haven't been there yet. You're going to get to the flip side of it. And then you're just going to want, like, sex on demand. I don't even want to talk to you. Don't even want to pretend. Like, you want to hear my jokes. I could just recycle some of the same things that have worked for these previous girls. Nope. Skipping all that. X amount of dollars on the table. We got 30 minutes. Go.
Yeah, but
that's how that works. I mean, to me, it just seems pretty logical.
The appeal of getting laid, though, so much of it is not the actual physical sensation. I'm
but
just
the
not.
Chase, but the getting.
Yeah,
the,
and like, ah, oh, look at what I did to earn this. And.
Dude. Talk to me again after you hit triple digits. This is what I'm telling you. Like, with the celebrities, they just get to a certain point
well,
where it's just
they don't
like,
want
to
masturbate. I forgot who the fuck I was talking. Oh, Arena, who's not on the show today, sadly. She was telling me one of her friends. I'm not blowing up anyone's spot here. I even forget the gender. It might have been a dude friend. I don't know. They fucked Michael Jordan not that long ago. Like a retired Michael Jordan.
So let's go back.
It was probably a girl.
Yeah, it was probably a girl. It was
so
a girl.
Let's go back.
I was trying to
say, no, I'm not even, I don't even know what gender.
Yeah. I was trying to keep things anonymous. Yes, it was a girl. Michael Jordan's not a homo. I didn't break that on these airwaves. Michael Jordan is fucking a woman.
See, now your stats are going up. You got like 20,000 followers.
But she's like, he did nothing in bed. And I'm like, it's fucking Michael Jordan. He's got 6 rings. What did you expect him to do? Michael Jordan stopped doing shit in bed when Metallica's Black Album dropped in 91. He didn't have to do anything.
I always wondered how much of that he got in China, where like women were just like, here.
Oh, Jordan-san.
You are God.
Japan. Never mind.
I just remember seeing these signs, man, like as he was touring China, it just said, you are God. I think they meant you are a God, and like,
oh, you've got
your
speak,
language
your
speak
arms
Chinglish, so.
Up in the air. I thought that was just some lady.
This is the sign that says,
holding both
hands. You are God.
Cock.
Yeah, that would be later in the night.
Like she just fucking caught an 80-pound tuna.
That's a good visual.
Yeah, it is, man. That's right. He was apparently a lousy lay, and I remember some fucking.
You don't have to be good.
Yeah, I remember some porn star who fucked him. She didn't really say much about his prowess, but she mentioned he had to get the jumbo-sized condom slid under the door, which, again, like a real diesel brother who's like 6 foot six or whatever the shit right. Jordan was. What did you expect? But still, yeah, I'm Michael Jordan and I've got a big dick. I'm not doing a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Who, like, you can go to anyone and be like, Michael Jordan was a lousy lay. No one's going to give a shit. They're just going to go, you fucked Michael Jordan. That's awesome.
Did he give you some Jordans?
Yeah, exactly. Was there a parting prize of some sort? That's was crazy. He like, this is what Scottie Pippen was really like? You know, just some sort of yeah. insight. I mean,
a like, jewel.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But you know tip what? For your blog.
Yeah.
I think at some, I mean, me personally, I still take ownership of my craft. So whether it's music or fucking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just still want to be, well, I guess because I'm at that level or not. But I
still, oh, you still try to care.
Yeah. You still, yeah, I think yeah. you still have to. Well, I know I do.
It's better for the soul. That's what yeah, I think. That's I think how I look so. At it.
It's good karma, right?
I'll yeah. say this. I have to be gymming somewhat, even though I haven't gymmed and been in great shape in now 3 years, really ever since I got into radio or moved home, whatever. They kind of coincide. Both horrible things for one's physique. Fucking mom leaving shit food around and radio. You just sit around with fat DJs and eat all the time. But before that, I could really bang like a champ. I still can give a good, like, good.
Are you going to scale it?
Well, I want to say, like, they'll get a good half hour, maybe 45 minutes if I'm feeling like I want to give a shit. But in the day when I was younger, I grew up, well, I didn't grow up listening to rap, but I started listening to rap right when I started banging and shit. And you've got the RZA,
yeah,
I forget what Bobby Digital song, he's bragging about being with his chick on the side, banging her like 4 hours or something like that. I'm like, oh, that's just a normal benchmark. I want to have the prowess of the RZA. And I really would, like when I started fucking, fuck for like 4 hours. And it ceases being pleasurable after a while. Yeah. And it sucks because then Chafe. The women, yeah, the women, a lot of, honestly, a lot don't really care for that. But
most don't,
some,
like stats I've seen. Yeah,
yeah some will. And then they're blowing up your phone because they want to get fucked that long. And you're like, that's my entire night. Like, yeah. I have to, first of all, you're calling me to fuck. And I can't just want, you know, I apparently you want to pussyfoot around that fact, though. You're like, hey, what are you doing? Let's hang out. It's like, no, you just want to get fucked. Mm-hmm. Can't we just do that at starting at 10 so I can sleep at 2? Yeah. But no, we get in from the going out at 2:30. So I'm fucking you till like 5:30 in the morning. I remember one broad, she just wanted to fuck. Instead, we're out drinking and smoking till 3 in the morning. I'm banging her till 7. I have to go into a job at like, it's so goddamn late, I barely sleep. I'm in the job at 8:30. I still smell like
pussy
and tobacco, and I've just got vodka dripping out of my pores. It was horrible. And for what? So I could bust one lousy nut? Because right. it's a pride thing. It's like, oh, look how many times she came. But pride is not better than sleep.
Right.
Sleep is the best thing on earth. That's why I achieved nothing in life. See, I have achievement in one hand, but then just going to my awesome mattress.
There's a happy medium between like 2 minutes with Michael Jordan and 4 hours with Papa's Basement.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like in between there somewhere, like both y'all can walk away happy from the experience.
At least you can say you got 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. I did it once. Exactly. Yeah. It's like going on the shockwave at King's Dominion. Something to tell the grandkids about. I think you hit a certain age, you fuck beyond a half hour, you just, it's like, who are you, what are you trying to prove? Who the fuck do you think you are? Just knock it off. We've got adult things to do after this. You want to bone for an hour? Good. It's a Saturday. Go for it. But there comes a certain time, everyone at a certain age needs to just agree to not fuck that hard anymore. And you need to weed out the malcontents who are still going to fuck really hard. Are you with me on this? You're like, oh, I still fuck for 4 hours.
Nah, not even that.
Okay.
It's a balance. I think it is. Because sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Okay, yeah. Once in a while, you dust it off.
Yeah. I still got it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Special occasions.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you the gusto.
Yeah. I'm going to do this with passion.
Hey, you know what? I like that spaghetti you cooked.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, the reward system. Yeah. The reward system's important. You got to have that in place, man.
Fuck her after that big meal until she shits uncontrollably.
Oh, it's so wet.
That's
down
romance.
There.
You want to make sure those meals keep coming, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hold up. It's going to kick in. There you go. We can go out on that high note. Fucking a full woman so hard that it comes out of one end or the other. Tay.
Yes.
We got to do this more. And yes. Thank you for consenting to that finally.
No, thank you. Thank you guys.
The guys want to get a hold of you. I know it's at TayBlack84 on Twitter. If they want to, I think you have what? ReverbNation.com/TayBlack. TayBlack. No 84 on that one. Mm-hmm. Those are the primary ways to get a hold of the man. You can find his music that way. Look forward to a cascade of two new followers come Thursday when this goes up.
That sounds good. I appreciate it.
Be nice
that.
To both of them.
I will.
They're fans of mine.
Facebook likes.
Yeah.
I definitely retweet. I'm a retweet whore. So
yeah.
I
definitely, he's a man of the retweet. So say something funny to Tay, and he's actually got followers, unlike the rest of you talentless fucks that listen to this. So he can retweet you to people that will get your material out there, except they won't. Because we spent 90 minutes detailing how nothing online matters.
There you go.
Whatsoever. Howard, they want to get a hold of you. It is...
Epexegetical.
Yeah. That's what I was just about to say.
I'm going to remain obscure until, I get a permanent job. So that's just how it's got to be, man. So,
that's fine. Yeah. It's not breaking my heart.
You're not really paying me enough to come on this show, my friend. I got to
say. No, I'm not. Paying you the fat price of Jack. Maybe some wings now and again over at Glory Days, our favorite shithole. But usually you pay for those, actually. So I'm a real prized pig.
One time you got me half a sandwich, though.
Hey, you want this?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a real fool, and I think it tastes spoiled. The mayo's bad. Have at.
I'm John Papagiorgio. You want to get a hold of all this on the Twitter after what you've heard, ladies? You want to DM your...
4 hours.
Yeah, your junk. Yeah. You get fucked for 4 hours once, and then the next time it's 2 hours. Then after that, it's an increasingly disappointing 20 to 30 minutes. That's at Papa's Basement. You can go that route. There's also Facebook.com/Papa's Basement if you want to like me. But most important of all, in Papa's Basement.com. Got every episode we've ever done of this. It's got the links to everything. It's got the iTunes subscription so you can, listen to this shit. And it's got my writing. Tons of writing. It's not just the radio show I do. There's writing, too. In Papa's Basement.com. Until next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.